Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 60. In a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the HKP years, 25 of which were known for a highly popular program featuring the great Frank Fitzsimmons from the banks of the Ocklawaha. He dealt with the early history of the county, thus this series is simply called Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the first meeting between a local boy and Howard Cosell. Back in February this year, I didn't know until after it had happened that the owner of the Charlotte Panthers had been the featured speaker at the annual dinner meeting of the Chamber of Commerce. It caused me to think about the 40 years between 1949 and 1988 when I served as MC of those annual chamber banquets every year. 40 consecutive years of even attending Chamber of Commerce annual meetings, that might be some sort of a record. And believe it or not, I kept a record of all those years, and I can give you the name of every speaker during that period. So when I heard that the Premier Panther had prowled this region, I checked and found the last sports-oriented speaker for the chamber was Robert V. Bob Cox, who at the time was Senior Vice President of Florida Savings in Tampa. Joel Wright had arranged for Bob to come and then had left town. I remember that after some severe setbacks Bob experienced in his career after his speech to the chamber, when I saw Bob and his wife at Charlie and Sarah Justice's 50th wedding anniversary at Carolina Inn, he was a much more modest, more mature person. And then I noticed that prior to that, in the year before, in fact, in 1982, there was a sports person also as the featured speaker, Jim Lampley, a local boy who really made good. In his last year at Carolina, Jim, having worked with Jim Hevner and the Carolina Sports Network, was given the opportunity to audition for a job as a roving reporter in the stands and one of Rune Arledge's new gimmicks to sports coverage for ABC. You remember, suddenly ABC would switch you, as it turned out to be, to Jim Lampley, who might be behind the water bucket, he could be in the stands, in the midst of the band, everywhere, and Jim would give you the exciting color as if you were there. It was a great feature. And it was the beginning of a highly successful career for Jim Lampley, son of James and Peggy Lampley of Hendersonville. The average person might say, well, after all, Jim Lampley was from Hendersonville, and so was the head of ABC Sports, Rune Arledge. To this day, Rune says he never heard of Jim Lampley, didn't know he was from Hendersonville, and he was elected and selected strictly on merit. Jim did a great job as speaker at the chamber banquet in 1982. His anecdote, which brought the greatest response, was his story of getting off the elevator at ABC in New York and coming face-to-face with Howard Cosell. He said, Mr. Cosell, it's a thrill to meet you. I'm Jim Lampley, and I've just been hired by ABC Sports. He said Cosell eyed him at length. Young man, it's not just a thrill. This could be the most memorable day of your life when you met Howard Cosell. Jim faces tough competition on the networks, vying for a place with ABC Sports. We, of course, know what happened to Ben Wright on CBS. And on ABC, Jim Lampley has found somewhat of a nemesis in Johnny Miller. Johnny was the wonder boy of golf a couple of decades ago, and he has become the spokesman for ABC's golf coverage. The trade press says Miller thinks Jim talks too much. Well, back in 1971, Frank Todd was able to persuade the Kemper people that the Giant Insurance Company should schedule what was then called the Kemper Satellite Tournament to his championship golf course at Etowah Valley. It was a fantastic event, and Frank set us up as the originating station for all coverage. We laid cable, we installed telephones all over the course, and the excitement was unreal when a cross-handed, fused-knee black golfer ever won on a former brickyard. That was what Dick Taylor had written in the then national golf publication Golf World, June 22, 1971. In that article, that same Dick Taylor said, and I quote, "And at the end, he, Charlie Owens, was mobbed by fans, press, and a resonant radio announcer whose voice from a distant tower during play reverberated down putter shafts." That was little old me. So, Jim Lampley, you hang in there. You ain't resonated down any putter shafts recently, and I still think you're great. Monday, Jack Nicklaus, interviewed by a young HKP staffer who is now a Supreme Court judge. This from the seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to be born here. Good sense is never to leave, and who's had a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.